we're all wondering how to believe.
What are we supposed to believe in?
I'm wondering about the horrors in the world that we witness, and what's the purpose of our babies being born into sickness. My cold world of stalactites and spikes of icicles, in a house of disease and handicapped blind cripples. I watched half my family die, the shit we've been through. I lost my brother, my sister, my cousin, my nephew. I watched the hearse come when my sister lost the first son. The tragedies in life are the lessons that we learn from. Freshman girl named Jenny had a school crush. She hit up his Facebook, she finally got the guts. To her surprise he replied and he asked to meet up. And he was fast, hands all on her, she couldn't keep up. She said slow down, he said no way, it's about to go down. Jenny tried to push him off, he shoved her to the ground. She tried to bite him and fight him with nowhere to run hide. He overpowered her and pounded and thrust it inside, busted inside. Tonight a piece of Jennifer died. When he was done she walked away as he stumbled and cried. Don't want the papers to name her, a neighborhood to shame. She didn't tell her parents, she was scared that they would blame her. A month went by, depression and self-hatred. Seeing flashbacks of being forcefully penetrated. The face of the rapist in the brain, she can't take it. Looking through a drawer for a razor blade, but not to shave with. Her blood leaked down the sink faucet. Her life ended, still the rape was never reported. That's why the rapist coward was never outed. In fact, he remained free and he even bragged about it. Told his friends about his hot fling with this hot thing around town. He was the man, the school jock prom king, the nerve with him. Women in town, they worshipped him. The worst part is that Jenny was only his first victim. Our parents are pill popping, unapologetic, and the neighborhoods are infested. The heroin epidemic, and little Eric started cutting classes. And then the heroin entered his bloodstream through his nasal passage. And every time his mom looked inside his eyes, she would cry. Beady eye, pupils small, nose runny, mouth dry. Picking scabs off his body every day, getting high. Glory of the euphoria, nausea when it's missing. No resisting the itching for a fixing of the addiction. His mama looking through his baby pictures and reminiscing. So his mom got him rehab, it got him so. He went back to high school trying to get his diploma. It appeared this nightmare might be finally over. Then he sniffed the bed batch and he fell into a coma. 6 months in a vegetative state, no closure. Complications in his lungs, then he died from pneumonia. Mommy's baby boy, born innocent and wholesome. Used to change his diapers and breastfeed him and hold him. She reminisced of Little League when Eric hit a home run. Why should a mother have to live to bury her own son? I'm wondering.
We're all